Exodus 20, verse 13, Shemot Perakaf, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Hadiber Shishi, the sixth commandment. Begin reading, Lo, not, or do not, Tirtzach, you shall murder. Lo Tirtzach, you shall not murder. So Hadiber Shishi, the sixth commandment, is only two words long, and it reads, Lo Tirtzach, you shall not murder. Perhaps the reason that this pasuk or this verse is so short is that it's so evident, both to a functioning conscience and in the realm of the spirit. Indeed, it is a universal moral law not to murder other people. And that's discerned by natural reason using elementary terms of logic. There is perhaps no greater sacrilege than the act of murder, since it in effect irrevocably effaces and terminates the image of God that is in the world. It is therefore an act of blasphemy of the highest order. The Jewish sages note that the word translated murder from the Hebrew, namely the verb ratzach, applies only to illegal killing, by definition premeditated murder or manslaughter, and it is never used in the administration of justice or for killing in war. Hence the King James translation as thou shalt not kill is too broad. Since man is made in the image of God, his life is infinitely precious, and only God himself has the right to give and take life. In the Mishnah it's written, why was only one man, that is Adam, created by God? And that's to teach us that whoever takes a single life destroys thereby an entire world. And whoever saves a life, the scripture accounts it as though a whole world had been saved. But murder can be figurative as well as literal. The Talmud notes that shaming another person publicly is like murder, since the shame causes the blood to leave the face. Moreover, gossip or slander, that is, lashon hara, evil speech, is considered murderous to the dignity of people. Indeed, any kind of verbal abuse can create a condition of what would be described as soul murder. Our words can really hurt others. Our words can lead to killing. As it is written, Mavet v'chayim b'yad lashon, death and life are in the power of the tongue. That's Proverbs 18:21. Regarding slander, or lashon hara, the Mishnah Perkei Avot states, the evil tongue slays three people, the one who says the evil, the one who hears it, and the one of whom it is spoken. Yeshua our Lord also spoke about the connection between our words and our heart attitudes and murder. In his famous Sermon on the Mount, he said, you have heard that it was said to those of old, you shall not murder, and whoever murders will be liable to judgment. But I say to you that whoever is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. Whoever insults his brother will be liable to the council. And whoever says, you fool, will be liable to the hell of fire. That's Matthew 5:21 and 22. He also taught that what comes out of the mouth proceeds from the heart, and this defiles a person. He said, for out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false witness, slander, and so on. That's Matthew 15:18 and 19. So obviously we are prohibited from murdering others or expressing hateful anger and raging that can lead to outbursts of violence and so on. And that's how this commandment is negatively understood. There are boundaries. Do no harm. Do no evil. Murder is the expression of rage, and that is a form of idolatry. It is a demand that your will is done, even at the expense of the destruction of another person. By the way, it's not just one person you murder, but their potential descendants as well. When Cain murdered Abel, the Lord said, his bloods, plural, cried out to him from the earth. And I wonder if that's not also the case of the millions of babies that have been aborted as well. Murder, then, is explicitly forbidden by both the Torah and by Yeshua our Messiah. On the positive side, however, this commandment stresses the importance of benevolence and forgiveness and mercy, the midot of chemla, that is, compassion and love. Instead of negating others and wishing them to no longer exist, we are to see good in others, we are to affirm them, we are to value them, we are to esteem them. Even if they're our enemies, we are to bless them. If our hearts are filled with hatred and vitriol and bitterness, then we're in grave spiritual danger. That sort of negative energy poisons us and can lead to all sorts of problems, like high blood pressure, early death, and, of course, the potential for violence. May God have mercy on us all. Especially in our culture today, which is so prone to outrage and verbal abuse. It's just appalling. It's a spirit of murder on people to vilify and demonize other people and to label them with awful names and to tear them down. That is a spirit of murder, and that spirit needs to be rebuked. And if you struggle with this, then please pray and ask the Lord to deliver you. Ask the Lord for mercy to change your heart and to bring you peace and to take the anger you feel inside, the rage and the frustration, and to deliver you from its hold. Ask the Lord to give you His eyes for other people, His heart, and to let you see the good in all people and to recognize that as you treat them, so you will be treated too. To the merciful, you show yourself to be merciful, but to the perverse, you show yourself perverse, it says in the Psalms. So may the Lord our God have mercy on us and help us. Help us turn away from anger, to be slow of wrath, and to walk in the spirit of gentleness and grace toward all people. Shalom, shalom, friends.